if the Republicans continue to make progress as they are in going into the next generation of personalization, message delivery, phony stories, go to Netflix and say you want to see a political documentary. 8 of the top 10, last time I checked a few weeks ago, were screeds against President Obama or me, or both of us. Now, I love Netflix. We're not making the documentaries that we're going to get onto Netflix.
This is because Hollywood isn't liberal enough?
No, it's because Democrats are not putting their money there. You know, there's a classic line. Democrats give money to candidates. They want a personal connection.
Right.
So the classic line is Democrats like to fall in love. Republicans just fall in line. Republicans build institutions. Republicans invest in those institutions. Republicans are much more willing to push and cross the line. And Democrats, I've talked to dozens of donors since my election experience. And I've said, look, I'm all for you trying to figure out who you're going to support in 2020, but what about 2017? And what about 2018? And what about helping the DNC try to leapfrog over its horrible data deficit? And how about supporting some of these new groups and see what they can do to generate some activity? We are not good historically at building institutions, and we've got to get a lot better, and that includes content.